uniform, Hank Yankee Yankee, you are coming in broken.
Hello, Annika. Your question, yes. So, everything you throw away in zero gravity goes in a straight line. So if you sneeze in zero gravity, everything will go in front of you, and you must catch it with your hands before it hits the walls or your friends, because nothing will stop it. Over. Hello, hello. Please repeat your question. Ah, yes, we have internet. It's not as good as on Earth. We go through satellites, so maybe 80% of the time we have a connection. It's pretty slow, but it's good. We can get email, and we can get we can make even phone calls like that. Over. Hello, to communicate with my family as well, I can actually make phone calls. It's pretty good. They cannot call me, but I can call anybody I want. And also, every week, for about 1 hour, we can have a video conference. That way I can see my children. Over. Yes, it takes about 10 minutes to go to space, but then we are not in the space station yet. We travel to the space station for about 6 hours. That's how long it takes to get to the space station. On the way back, it's much quicker. It takes only about an hour and a half, and we're back on the ground. Over. So we have to be very prudent, because it's a little bit like living in a small village far away. We cannot go to the big hospitals. It's impossible. So we have some medical equipment, and everybody is trained a little bit to help with medical problems. I am a doctor myself. I used to work in Nunavik as a doctor. So if there is a problem, we do our best, and we have people on the ground to give us advice. But really, we have to be very prudent. Over. So humans can stay in space, in principle, for a very long time. The only danger is radiation. When you are in space, you receive a lot of radiation, and that can cause cancer. Because of that, we try to limit how long people stay. The longest person to stay in space stayed 1 year, a full year. But if you count, then they came back to space, so altogether the record is almost 3 years. Over. The food we eat is a bit dehydrated food, so dry food. A bit like we can eat dry salmon, dry fish, for example. I love that. We can have also cans. We eat food out of cans. So it's either dry or in a can. Over. So I hope one day we can have a little base on the moon. That would be nice. I think maybe one day, if we decide to do it, we can probably have a base on Mars. But really, the best place to live for humans in the whole solar system is the Earth. That's why we have to take great care of the Earth. Over. No, not yet. I have received all the training. I am getting ready. And I hope maybe in 2 weeks I will have a chance to go outside the space station. Over. To control the space station, there is a big, very good computer. We have many, many computers on board who control the space station while we are sleeping. And there's also, of course, the people in mission control in Houston, in Moscow, who are checking that everything is okay all the time. Over. Can you please repeat? Someone else was speaking over us. Over. Lima Uniform 8 Yankee Yankee, how copy? This is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra. I think I heard question number 14. How to wash ourselves? You wash yourself a bit like you wash a baby. You take a little bit of water on a towel, and you wash one arm, then you wash another arm, you wash one leg, you wash your other leg. So we wash ourselves like that, piece by piece. Over. Lima, Uniform 8 Yankee, Yankee. Let's try to switch to channel 7. There's a lot of traffic on 5. Over.